So, we've heard about DNA, genes, and chromosomes. Let's now look at how all of these units of information get passed around. Genetic inheritance was studied by the monk Gregor Mendel in 1865. Without knowing about DNA, he saw that you could predict what would happen when you breed plants with different colours and different shapes. To find out more about genetic inheritance, I went to deepest, darkest Hertfordshire to meet a researcher and a few furry friends.
My name's Nellie Brewer. I'm a PhD student at Rothamsted Research in Harpenden, but in my spare time I also happen to breed fancy rats. And we're here today at Merriment Rattery, which is the rattery that I run in my living room in Hertfordshire.
And who have we got joining us here?
Well, in this cage that we're looking at today, we have, in the hammock, we have my old lady's porridge and pudding. And then next we have Figs, who's down here on the ladder. I think she's a bit sleepy. And her daughter, Blousy. And then we have Twinkle here, who's a really lovely rat. She's won lots of prizes at shows because she's a really sweet girl. Then we have Herdwick here, who's another of my old ladies.
They look very cosy in their hammock.
They do really like their hammocks, and they all pile in and all sleep together, no matter how small the hammock is. And then down at the bottom of the cage here, we have Baby, who's having a snack. And if we just get Shine and Glimmer out now to join us for the interview. Come on then, ladies. Rats have 21 chromosomes, and then they have a copy of every single one of those chromosomes, making 42. And of each chromosome pair, they inherit one from their mother and one from their father, which is very much like in humans, only we have a few more chromosomes. Within each chromosome, you have genes, meaning that all rats have two copies of every gene, but those two copies are not always identical. So a good example in humans is eye colour. So there are eye colour genes that are identical, meaning that some of us have blue eyes and some of us have brown eyes.
And is that the same in rats? We've got different eye colours here.
So in rats, absolutely, it's very similar that there are genes in rats where different copies produce different eye colours, normally pink or black. So here we have Shine. And Shine is a black-eyed martin. And then we have Glimmer, who is a pink-eyed martin.
And what does martin mean?
So martin is just the variety of fancy rat that I breed. We think it's caused by a mutation in the tyrosinase gene in rats. And the tyrosinase gene is responsible in its normal form for the formation of melanin, which is the pigment that colours a rat's coat and eyes. So in a normal rat, in a normal black or brown rat, they've got normal function of the tyrosinase gene. And so they have dark fur and black eyes. But in the martin, what happens is some of the pigment gets stripped out. And so you end up with a rat that has very dark grey fur and pink eyes.
A mutation is a change in the DNA sequence of a gene. This can be as little as one DNA letter that has changed compared to normal. Mutations produce different versions of a single gene, and these different versions are called alleles.
There are already two other tyrosinase mutations known in fancy rats and mice. So those are the albino mutation, which probably most people are very familiar with because that's what causes your pink-eyed white lab rat. But also there's the Himalayan allele, which causes a rat which is pale coloured for most of its body, but then on its points, so its extremities, which are its nose and feet, it has colour.
So who are Glimmer and Shine's parents? What colour eyes did they have?
Twinkle is their mother and she has black eyes, and Hamilton is their father who has pink eyes. And so the reason why Glimmer has pink eyes is because she's inherited the pink eye from her father. And then her mother, she's got two different copies of the same gene. So one copy is black-eyed and one copy is pink-eyed. And so she's given the pink-eyed copy of her eye colour gene to Glimmer, but she's given the black-eyed copy to Shine. And that's why Shine is black-eyed and Glimmer is pink-eyed.
And so the black-eyed is dominant to the pink-eyed. And so yes, even if you've got one copy of each, you get black rather than pink.
So in martin rats, who already have two copies of the martin mutation, if you then add the black-eyed mutation over the top, yep, you only need one copy of the black-eyed mutation to create a black-eyed rat.
So Glimmer has two copies of the pink-eyed gene.
Yeah.
And, ooh, my microphone is being attacked by a rat. Oh, is he cheeky? And Shine has one copy of the pink-eyed gene and one of black.
In science, we would refer to Shine being heterozygous for the black eye mutation because she has two different copies of the gene, whereas Glimmer is homozygous because both her copies of the gene are for pink eyes.
Homo meaning the same and hetero meaning different.
Absolutely.
Versions of the gene or alleles.
Yeah.
A dominant allele is one that has an overpowering effect over another allele, in this case, black eye colour over pink. The pink eye allele is recessive, which means the rat must inherit it from both parents to have pink eyes, just like Glimmer.
Some people may be familiar with the terms genotype and phenotype. What here is the genotype and what is the phenotype?
Absolutely. So if a rat has got one black eye allele of the eye colour gene and one pink eye allele of the eye colour gene, then genotypically, that rat is heterozygous, so it's got one of each of the alleles. But actually, phenotypically, what you see is a black-eyed rat. And so its phenotype is black-eyed, but its genotype is one copy pink eye, one copy black eye.
Should we take them back to their cage now? They've had quite a run around. Should we go and have a look at where they live?
A bit tuckered out. Hello, everybody.
Oh, look at them. They're all peering out of the hammock, waiting for their friends to return.
So you've got Porridge, who is an albino rat. So there's your example of epistasis there.
Now, here's a term you may be less familiar with, epistasis. Nellie explains.
Albinism in rats is really interesting. It's what we call epistatic, which means that it masks the effect of any other possible colour mutations that are there. So it doesn't matter if the rat underneath the albino mutation is black or brown or hooded or striped or spotted, the rat will appear white with pink eyes. And there's no way to know without breeding on from it exactly what's going on underneath the albinism.
So if you have the albino mutation, it doesn't matter what other mutations you have in terms of eye colour?
No, absolutely, in terms of eye colour and coat colour. So long as you have two copies of the albino mutation, because it's recessive. So if you just have one copy, it doesn't make any difference to the rat. But if you have two copies, you always end up with a white rat with pink eyes, no matter what's going on underneath.
And you mentioned the other forms of the tyrosinase gene, the other alleles of the tyrosinase gene. Do we have any Himalayans in here?
We don't have any Himalayans anymore. I did used to have a Himalayan, but fortunately not anymore. But we do actually have a couple of rats who are rather odd looking. You can see Baby here. Now, Baby is a Martin.
I think she's taken offence at being called rather odd looking.
She's beautiful. So Baby is a Martin. So you can see she's got the grey fur and pink eyes and the face markings. But you can see that she's also got dark brown points on her nose and feet. And this is because she's a heterozygote. She's got one copy of the Martin allele of the tyrosinase gene and one copy of the Himalayan allele. So she's kind of a bit of a Franken rat, a glue together. And she's half and half of each of these different varieties, which produces what we call a pointed Martin.
Does that make her a prize winner or does she get excluded?
Unfortunately, it means that she gets excluded from the varieties class because she's not supposed to have these points on her feet and nose, but she has done incredibly well in the pet class because she's a very affectionate, engaging rat.